Great news is that there is one more sleep until the NRL season kicks off Thursday night footy tomorrow night. And we're going to hit record right now and go through a few season predictions with all of you boys and see how you will fare at the end of the season. First up, could we please get who will play in the grand final and who will win out of those two?
Me first?
Yeah. Sure. Let's just start with you, MG. We'll go around the room.
Well, I believe that this Sunday at Pepper Stadium, we will be subjected to the grand final preview. I think the Panthers and the Dogs will play in the grand final, and I think the year of the goat, Penrith Panthers will win it. I say that with my heart in my head.
I think the grand finals will be, I think South Sydney will be there again. I think they'll play the Cowboys. And I've tipped before, I think the Cowboys win it this year. They've got the best front row in the competition, and they've got the best player in the competition, and some of the best young players coming through as well. And I think it's their time. Got a great coach as well.
I think the grand final is going to be the Roosters against South, which is what it should have been last year if we hadn't stuffed up against Penrith. And I think that's going to be the winner's going to be the Roosters.
Okay. Now I want to give me a side that will make the top eight and a side that will miss the top eight, but make them sides that you wouldn't expect. Yeah.
Sharks will make the top eight, and I think the Storm will miss out.
Mm. Look, I want to go to the Tigers to make the top eight. They've got a terrific coach in Jason Taylor, and they have got the best young players coming through in the game, heading into their second and third season in the NRL. They're big improvers, and the Warriors will miss. Again, high expectations around the Warriors, high expectations around Johnson. I just don't think they'll get there.
I think Parramatta's going to make the eight, and I think the Broncos from last year's eight will miss out.
Okay. Players that need to lift in 2015. Who's underperforming?
Look, I think Fleety Mateo's got to realise how good of a player he is at Manly. I think he might have a really standout year. Ben Barber at the Sharks, likewise. And I think Josh Dugan needs a year to stay, keep off the charge that Matty Moylan's bringing in for the Blues jersey. I think Dugan, them three players, I think will have big years, but they need to.
This player doesn't so much need to lift, but he's got to maintain. And his form in 2014 was a major reason why Penrith had a top four finish, and that's Jamie Soward. He came into 2014 with very little expectation. People were surprised by the signing, but he was fantastic. Now it's up to him to maintain that form.
I think Benny Barber needs to lift. Obviously, didn't work out at the Broncos, and there at the Sharkies, they'll be expecting lots from him. And in terms of Roosters, Blake Ferguson coming back.
Not a Roosters thing, mate.
I know that.
Yeah. Now you're talking your Roosters.
Yeah.
And I'm winning the comp. And,
yeah.
But, mate, you're losing credibility, mate.
Blake Ferguson to have a big year, obviously being unregistered again, his own dramas, needs to fire up.
In 2015, who will be the first coach sacked?
I'm going to say Rick Stone from the Knights.
I think it's going to be, if you look at, you always measure expectations.
Morning,
versus
Stoney, by the way.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it? When you wake up and you're having your cornflakes, you're feeling good about this week, and all of a sudden they go, you go to the first coach sack. Yeah, good morning, Stoney. Look, I would measure expectations versus reality. For that reason, Andrew McFadden at the Warriors. Simply, and the other reason is the Warriors, that's what they do best. Rather than win grand finals, the best thing they have done since they've come into the competition is sack coaches.
Yeah, I had Andrew McFadden written down as well, simply because they always underachieve and they like to sack coaches, so why not?
And we don't go to New Zealand, this radio station, so that's a good pick.
Podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Well, who's going to win the 2015 Wooden Spoon?
I think we're all on the same boat here, aren't we, Titans?
Well, you think Titans, but look at the Raiders as well. The one spark they had last year was Anthony Milford, and he's off to the Broncos, so that leaves a massive hole. It'd be too easy for me to say the Titans, so I'll say the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Raiders as well.
Who will be the next player to leave the NRL for another sport?
Well, the rumour is, or the talk is, that big Tao Malolo from the Cowboys is being chased by his old code, which is union. So unless somebody can come up with $1 million in the next couple of years for him per season, he could be the first person we see going over to maybe French Union, or maybe just the Super 15s.
Now, word gathering around that the English Rugby Union are having a look at George Burgess. I think if there's a player, a big-name player that's going to leave the code at the end of the year, could be George Burgess to join his brother in English Rugby Union.
What about Paul Gallen just to boxing full stop? No rugby league at all, just full-on boxer, go for the heavyweight title. Why not?
Well, there you go. And that might tie into this one. This is the last category, the headline moment of the year.
Sharks bite back.
Okay, I've got two here that I'm really confident will happen. Number one, Greg Inglis will sign a lifetime deal with South Sydney.
That'd be good.
Talking to
I hope you're right there.
I think he'll stay there. And the other one is Israel Folau signs with the Bulldogs.
Oh! Let's hope both those are true. Sam Burgess to return to the NRL after missing England World Cup selection.
Mm.
Just not working out for him, that flash over there. So would love to have him back in the NRL. And, of course, South don't have any money under the cap, so I suppose he can only go to one club.
Yeah, that's a Roosters. They're that
rubbery salary cap the Roosters have got.
James Tarmouse in the Portsmouth papers going to the Roosters. Who else was going to the Roosters?
Well, mate, we let Minnie go. He's worth a lot of money.
He was on $2 million a year.
Sonny Bill was on $9 million a year.
Yeah, true.
We've hit record on that. That is on tape, so we'll come back later in the season and see how you all go. It's the Grill Team on Triple M.